Imagine going in to hospital for a standard procedure, a tonsillectomy, and then waking up and finding out you have a different accent.
Awesome.
This is a thing. It's called foreign accent syndrome. There are only about 100 known cases of this in the world since it first appeared back in 1907. It's common for people who've had strokes, head trauma or migraines, but also have woken up from surgery. And it's happened to an Australian, Angie Yen, who's joining us now from Brisbane. Thanks for coming on the show, Angie.
No worries. Hi, thanks for having me.
My goodness, Angie, that is phenomenal. Wow. So you spoke, in fact, we'll play the audio again. This is how you sounded pre-surgery.
I'm just calling to cancel my membership, and I was just wondering, for the monthly payments that I've paid, will the remainder be refunded?
And now you have an Irish accent, Angie. Can you talk us through what happened when you realised this and I guess everything that's unfolded since you woke up?
Well, this foreign accent first popped up 10 days after my surgery, and I first discovered this when I was having my shower and I was singing before my job interview, and all these weird sounds were popping up, and I was like, hang on, this isn't me. And then I started like reading some things on the news, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm not imagining this. And I called one of my friends who have traveled all over the world, and I asked them, you know, what do I even sound like? I sound like Irish to you. Does it sound like it to you? And he said, yeah. And he thought it was so weird because he picked up his phone and it was my name, but it didn't sound like me at all. And today is now day 14 and I still haven't woken up like my old self.
Angie, it's incredible. I'd love to wake up with a different accent. I'm not smart enough to learn one. Now, what's the doctor saying? Is it some sort of brain sort of trauma or?
Well, my ear, nose and throat specialist didn't expect it to last this long. He was expecting it to just wash out with the inflammation. And my family doctor, he believed me straight away, and he's never come across a case like mine before. And I got in touch with a couple of neurologists yesterday in Brisbane, and two of have turned me down already because they said they don't have experience in this. I'm sorry. And
wow.
They don't know of any neurologist who has experience in this. So there is one specialist in Brisbane who said she'll have a look at me. And she specializes in stroke rehabilitation. So I'm seeing her in early June, and hopefully I get some answers when I see her.
Angie, have you ever been to Ireland or have anyone in your life with an Irish accent that you could have subconsciously picked it up from?
No, never. I've never been to Ireland.
Oh,
and maybe a couple of episodes of Peaky Blinders or The Fall a couple of years ago.
Movie. But great show.
Yeah.
Angie,
but that's it.
Angie, how do you feel about the accent? I've got a lot of Irish relatives. It's great. It's a fun accent. Like if you were to wake up with an accent, the Irish
Irish.
It's a great one. How are you feeling?
In terms of the accent, it still feels really surreal because when I go to the shops, people are still asking me to repeat myself. And I'm like, what do you mean? I grew up here with you guys. And the backlash, there are still people who are saying that I'm fake, I'm pretending this, that I'm just getting this for views and likes on TikTok. But I guess in the end, it's going to be worth it if it sheds more light on this very rare and bizarre condition, if it can help other people.
Now, Angie, is it true you've gone down the real Irish tradition and now you're calling yourself Angie McYen?
Yeah, so that was actually a joke that my friend actually first told me when this happened, and it just didn't stuck. So that's
gotta be
my
Owen.
Name. I know. Yeah, so that's what we realized after. I'm like, oh no, it's actually Owen, not McYen. So
all
that's
right.
Yeah.
I got to say, I am half Irish. I've grown up with Irish accents. It's very convincing, Angie.
Yeah.
Like the boys can see my jaw has been dropped while you've been talking. You're not even coming in and out of it. It is just thick Irish accent.
Are you a
now.
Drinker, Angie?
I actually went out over the weekend just for science to see how this affects our foreign accent syndrome. And some people have mentioned that with my hangover that I sounded more Australian. And I was like, oh, so drunk brain equals Aussie brain. So very, very interesting.
Angie, heads up. Conor McGregor fights in a few weeks in St. Paddy's Day, 17th of March.
Yeah, so I'll have to save a seat for myself and watch him.
Well, thank you for joining us, Angie. It's a phenomenon. It's unbelievable, foreign accent syndrome. And we'll touch base with you and see how you go with it, if you can find a neurologist that'll deal with your case.
Thank you so much, guys.
Slauncher.
She's pretty lucky in a way. Like, you can understand her. Imagine having like a Russian or a, I don't know, an accent where you just speak a different language, different language.
But that would be a phenomenon to learn a language while you're under.
But, yeah. Unbelievable.